Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Lebanese newspaper, The Daily Star. He is in Boston today, and he's with us now. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be
here. First, I'd like you to give us your reaction to the assassination of Pierre Jamil and some context, some sense of how large an event this is in contemporary Lebanon.
Well, I think there's several contexts, and all of them are not very good. First of all, this is one of a string of such attacks that have happened certainly since the death of Hariri a year and three quarters ago, but over the past 30 years, there's been many assassinations of political figures in Lebanon, and this is one more, unfortunately, and probably not the last. Also, this comes at a time when almost all the other bad things that could happen in Lebanon have happened. You've had an all-out war, you've had an internal political confrontation, you have external pressures coming from the East and the West, from the U.S., from the UN, from Syria, from Iran. You've got people dropping out of the cabinet, almost political stalemate. So most of the indicators are not good, and this just adds to it a new level of political violence, which will inflame one community. The only good thing we can say is that this has happened frequently in the last year and a half, and people have not resorted to civil war. There is a clear commitment by all the parties to have a strong political battle, but to do it peacefully and not violently.
We heard in Peter Kenyon's report the accusation and then the denial of Syrian complicity here. Do you think that people in Lebanon today just naturally assume Syria is some way involved in this?
I think most people, certainly a majority, do. I mean, that's been clear for the last year and 8 months, whenever since Hariri was killed, that the spontaneous, the almost Pavlovian reaction is that the Syrians or Syria's friends have done this. And this keeps coming back over and over again. It was very strong when Hariri died. It drove the Syrians out. And I think you're going to get, at some point soon, if this happens again, or possibly after this assassination, whoever is involved, the anger is going to be directed at Syria, and I wouldn't be surprised if you started getting some tit-for-tat revenge killings or bombings or explosions. The only thing that's interesting here, particularly different, is that the nature of the killing is not the same as the ones in the previous assassinations. They were mostly done by sophisticated bombs and cars. This one was done by people stopping his car and spraying him with bullets, with machine guns and then with a silencer. So it's not the same kind of killing as the other ones, and that it possibly may be important. The other important thing is that there's a massive international investigative team looking at all these other killings, including Hariri's, and they will get right on this one. So the chances of finding the culprits are probably higher than they were in the previous killings.
Pierre Jamil's grandfather, I suppose, Pierre Jamil, was also Pierre Jamil, founded the old Falangist party in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. Is the party or the family still as powerful as it was back in the civil war of the 1980s?
No, it's not. The party split and it was overtaken by other Christian groups, Aoun and Jaja and others. But they still represent in many ways the sort of the legacy of Christian political activism and resistance. I think you have to see this as not just a Falangist or Ismail issue, but this really is something that will reverberate with many of the Christians. And it's going to cause pressures on Aoun, who is a Christian, who is allied with Hezbollah, Michel Aoun. So you're going to get really complex political reactions internally in the country. But the real battle, this is not a purely internal Lebanese issue anymore. This is really a surrogate war between Iran and Syria on one side, with Hezbollah and their friends inside, and the president and others in Lebanon. And on the other side, you've got the government of Lebanon, Hariri and Signora and that group, March 14, with the U.S. and the U.N. investigation. So the real battle is larger than Lebanon, but unfortunately it's being fought on Lebanese soil again.
Rami Khoury, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Again. That's Rami Khoury, who is editor of Lebanon's newspaper, The Daily Star. He was speaking to us today from Boston.